Summertime and the living is easy. Not easy, it's hot. Oh my gosh, summer's back and it is hot as hell. Hey everybody, grab your favorite iced beverage or cold beverage because it's time for episode 73 of the Run Selfie Repeat podcast where we talk about life with a side of running. My name is Kelly Roberts, and besides sweating my behind off, today on the podcast-a-roni, I thought we'd talk about something that has really found its way to the forefront of my life efforts at the moment. That was just a weird sentence. I don't know where that came from. And that's finding the tools to buckle down and fight when everything hurts like hell and when you start fighting the urge to pull back and get comfortable. Yeah, all right, but before we get into it, Squarespace. Squarespace is a sponsor of the Run Selfie Repeat podcast because it's the website and podcast hosting platform that I've used to create and launch my blog and podcast. And without it, there's no way in higgity hell I would ever have been able to figure out how to create a blog or website because I'm not very tech savvy. I really am not. And the second I am tasked with creating and envisioning a website, I panic. It sounds hard. It was intimidating. And Squarespace, honest to God, it made every single aspect of the process doable. So if you're thinking about finding and using your voice, telling your story, sharing your art or idea with the world, use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, for 10% off your personal domain address, like myideaisthebestidea.com. I don't know if that's available. I actually may go buy that right now. But if it's available and you beat me to it, congratulations on the greatest website ever. No, but at Squarespace, you can get your own personal domain address and you can get this amazing way to create a website that you will be incredibly proud of. Yes, make your next move. Use offer code Kelly. Take a leap of faith and get started on Squarespace. Yes? All right. So this month, to change things up, wow, I just really jumped into that. I just really want to go, you know, spread my wings and fly. No, speaking of fly, this month I've been going to Flywheel, my favorite high-tech indoor cycling studio that gives you the world's greatest work. What is wrong with me today? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm taking it seriously, I swear. It gives you the best workout in the world. I love it because if I'm spending money on a spin class, I want to know that I'm walking out of the studio stronger than I was going in. And I'm a little bit lazy. Not lazy in the sense that like I'm unwilling to put in the work, but lazy in the sense that I have a really hard time embracing pain and discomfort, right? Because I'm human and normal, and pain and discomfort are normally signs that, you know, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. That's what I think, you know? No, I'm just kidding. Otherwise, I'd never run marathons because, I mean, that's the craziest thing in the world. But in all seriousness, when I'm presented with the option to either push myself and go into the pain cave, I always, 9 times out of 10, I pull back and panic, or I try to convince myself that it isn't worth it. I mean, even after an entire year of kicking my ass trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon, I still today find myself wanting to give in to the self-doubt and fear. So when I say lazy, I mean it it's challenging to get excited about pain kind of way, right? I'm sure you feel the same way because it's very rare that I meet people who don't have this problem. They're out there, but it is not I. It's why I'm not the best runner, but it's also why I love running. It's because it's so hard. But with Flywheel, the spin studio, I know the scores and the numbers I ride at, and it's really helpful because I can ride really purposefully because the classes are only like 45 to 60, I say only, the classes are 45 or 60 minutes long, and I know when I'm pulling back, and because it's high intensity interval training, every push is in like a 10 to 60 second chunk of time. So if I pull back at 45 seconds out of a, like in the middle of a 60 second push, I know I can double down on the next one, which is like moments away, and fight through it and not give up this time. There's always a chance to like try better. I don't know why I'm trying to say try better right now, but my mouth just wants to say try better. But there's always another chance to like circle back to what I'm trying to do, what my goal is, and go for it when everything is like, stop, this hurts. Why are we doing this, right? Because the intervals are so quick. I always say that if I like, if I ran like I spun, I swear. Oh, you guys, it's only Tuesday. No, if I ran like I cycled, we'll go with cycled, I would be a world champion. There's no doubt about it. Because one of my goals for this month, this little tiny month-long challenge that I'm doing, it's to make it through the arm section without dropping out for a break. And it's funny because, like, I'm one of the highest scorers in New York. and I say that absolutely to brag because it's so very, very rare that I am like at the top of anything athletic. So yeah, I'm not the best at athleticizing. I don't know why I can't make words today. Okay. Thank you for humoring me there. And okay, coming back to it. But yes, I can outride like the strongest GQ model dudes who live in a gym. Like, I swear they were born in gyms and they were just raised in gyms, like flipping tires and, you know, like pulling trucks with their muscles of steel. But like, I can kick their asses and spin. It's why I love flywheel. It's like the nicest boost of like, you got this, Kelly. But I, even though I do that, like, I can't make it through a 2-minute arm section for the life of me. And I know it's mental because I've done it once this month. And I just, like, I doubt myself. I can hear myself being like, yeah, this hurts. Let's just, like, put those bars on the you know, handlebars for a second and take a quick break because my arms are going to fall off. It's a mental hump, and I'm, like, trying to get over it, but it sucks. Being purposeful in my life is something that I really started taking really, really seriously last year when Dr. Bob gave me the gift of no regrets, no excuses. And before BQ or bust, I had obviously pushed myself in my running, like breaking 2.5 hours marathon was a goal that I took. It took almost 2 years to make happen. And trying to break 4 hours in a marathon didn't happen until my 5th marathon attempt. So I've pushed myself before, but I never really understood how a mantra could help me until last year when I had just started BQ or bus training. I was running a 10K in Central Park, and I didn't even go into it thinking I was racing it. I had crashed and burned like the week prior at a different 10K, and my coach wanted me to run this one for fun. He could like totally tell that I was getting frustrated and panicky and wanted me to remember what it was like to have fun running, which was my jam. And this whole running seriously thing was throwing me for a loop, and the times were freaking me out, and everything was scary. And he just wanted me to have fun. So we took off, and I felt really good. I was happy. I was with friends. It was a women's only race. And there wasn't any pressure. I hadn't put any pressure on myself. There was no pressure from anyone else, and there was no expectations. So I kept pushing and pushing. We made it up and over a hill, and I felt great, and I was, like, knocking people off. I just felt great. I was happy to be there. I was running with gratitude. And around mile 4, I had that moment where I had to decide if I wanted to go to that scary, painful, pukey place and see what I was capable of or pull back. And it was all my call. And I remember thinking in my head, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I want to do this. This hurts. But I was like, I want to see what I'm capable of. Let's keep pushing. In that moment, I remember thinking to myself, I am not a quitter. I can do this. And F word, yes. I just kept repeating those three things over and over and over again. Because like every other step, there was a voice that was like, stop, you can't do this. You're going too fast. This hurts too much. And when that would happen, I would just say like, I am not a quitter. I can do this, F yes. And they helped me stay focused and present and purposeful when everything started, like everything felt like it was slipping away from me and all I wanted to do was find comfort. Because at the end of the day, like no one cared what I ran except for me. The times were completely irrelevant. I wasn't going to win the race. I was running for my personal best. But like the race itself, I had been given permission to enjoy it. And I had made the decision to see what I was capable of. And after we finished, not only like did I have this huge personal best and a little bit of a breakthrough, that I wasn't expecting, but I remember turning to my friend Abby, who had like ended up near me at the finish line in Central Park, and I screamed. I was like, "No one tells you that running faster hurts that badly." And we were laughing, and I was like, "But seriously, what?" And I had a moment of like, is this actually worth it? Do I actually want to do this BQ or bust thing if it's going to be like that? And I thought to myself, yes, I think it is. And I want to preface this by saying last year, I started BQ or bust with a goal to get faster. But this year, going into BQ or bust, I realized that fast is totally relative. Like when people say that, fast and slow are relative. And then all of us who are slower like roll our eyeballs and we're like, shut up. Shut up, fast person telling me that. But it's totally true. Strong is what motivates me. I personally love how I feel when I run strong, when I work out for strength. Strength makes sense to me. Fast does not. Fast feels totally arbitrary to me. It feels empty. It's like a strong is a state of being both physically and mentally. And it doesn't happen unless you know how hard you work for it, fight for it, and like struggle for it, and really commit to making it happen. Mantras are things that you'll find all over the place in the running world and online. And I remember as a newer runner, I'd read articles trying to find the magic mantra that would help me not quit on myself. And the truth is, they're really, really, really personal. You won't know what is going to work for you until you ask yourself what you're working for and why. I'm not a quitter is such an important one for me because being a quitter is something that I, honest to God, thought that I would never not be. And like right now, I keep quitting on myself in arms and freaking flywheel. And it makes me feel ashamed in a way and like a tiny bit hopeless. And that's how I used to feel whenever I'd give up on myself because like, you know, you can do it. It's like that. It's my favorite saying, giving up is always an option, but so is going forward. And when I want to pull back, taking that moment to say, I'm not a quitter, the subtext for me, when I say that one phrase, when I'm at one mantra, the things that go through my mind that like the subtext behind it are, you can do hard things. This is supposed to be hard. This is supposed to hurt. You're not going to die. You can do this. You are not a quitter. Don't give up on yourself. Keep fighting, right? Like all of those things fall under the umbrella of you are not a quitter. I am not a quitter. And I'm trying really hard right now to say that to myself, like in that arm section flywheel, that silly 2-minute section that I just can't seem to fight through. But I'm trying really hard and I'm making strides and I'm giving myself time and I'm just showing up. And honestly, the same goes for no regrets, no excuses, that beautiful gift that Dr. Bob gave me as well. Because no regrets, no excuses, it means that I'm going 100% in the moment, whatever that means. So like in London, it meant getting to the finish line one way or the other. In Chicago, it meant something completely different, and it was making the decision to continue to run my heart out when I knew I wasn't going to BQ and not like when the time goal went, not settling for a personal best time, but still like finding comfort. It meant that I 100% was in it to win it, and I needed to keep fighting as fast and hard and strong as I could and not pull back. Another mantra that I've been using a lot right now is I can and I will, because when I say I can and I will, I'm reminding myself that I'm strong, that I'm capable, that I'm brave, that I'm worthy, that I'm a badass, and that I'm good enough to be here, that I worked to be here, right? And that's been really, really, really helpful to me. And on my social media channels, I was curious to, because I didn't want to, I often see people, like people be like, what are your mantras? And everyone gives their mantras. And I think that's great. But more importantly, I wanted to know the stories behind what made your mantras and why they work. So I put it on Facebook and then on Strava. And I got a lot of responses, which are really amazing. And I urge you to go read them because they're pretty eye-opening and they're really relatable. And I wanted to read the first one because it made me laugh so hard. it was, You spent how long getting into your sports bra and you're only doing how many miles? Why don't you at least make it worth it? I mean, for me, it's more getting out of it. Oh, my. Last weekend, I did a Strava dunk tank to help raise money for Girls on the Run during the Brooklyn Mile this weekend. And I was trying to change out of my wet clothes from the dunk tank in a porta potty. And I was like, oh, if you've ever tried, if you want to know what it's like to try to change out of a wet sports bra in a porta potty, just like close your eyes and imagine the heart, like getting out of a booby trap. It was just bad. And I mean, I already have bad experiences in porta potties. Did I ever tell you the story of when I dropped my cell phone into a porta potty before last year's New York City marathon? Yeah, I did. I screamed so loud and my hand was, well, luckily, I was in a special people tent because I was doing the Foot Locker Five Borough Challenge. So I was in this, you know, cool, too cool for school people's tent. And no one had really used those porta potties yet. But, ooh, I pulled that thing out of that porta potty so fast and it magically worked. And it was just traumatizing. So traumatizing. Oh, what were we talking about? How did we get here? How did I go from mantras? There we go. Oh, taking off my sports bra. That's how we got here. Oh, porta potties. Back to mantras. Okay. Here's another one. One of my favorite responses. It's, whenever I think I can't do this, I remind myself I am doing it. It reminds me how far I've come in that run and since I started running in general and that none of it has been easy, but it's always worth it. I love that because I think it is really important to constantly put things back into perspective. So like when you're struggling today, to think there was a day when you couldn't even run down the block. Think of how far you've come. You have to keep fighting. A lot of people talked about thinking about the people in their lives and others who can't run as well or who continue to run despite illnesses and disabilities. And running for them or because they're inspired by them is a reminder to be grateful. And that's another really important tool to have in your tool belt. This one, this next mantra, it comes from my best friend, Irene. She said, don't overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. This always helps me get into the zone at dance class and at Fashana. That's an Irish dance competition. Because in order to become a badass, you have to believe that you're a badass, which is totally true. Because how often do we tear ourselves down or hold ourselves back before just saying, I deserve to be here? Whatever it is, wherever level you're at, owning your space and owning your work, right? Like, we all are badasses and we deserve to be there. And we have to constantly, like, not compare ourselves to others, but to just be proud of where we're at. And there's so many others, from people who write, you know, like their mantras or words on their hands to trigger memories, to people who write, words on their hands to help them power through. Take a second to go and read those stories because the comment section, they're really inspiring. And it really helps you see that why it's so important for it to be so personal. You can't use someone else's mantra and think that it'll work for you the way it works for them, right? Like, it really does have to be personal for you, because the entire point of a mantra is a tool that you use when you're doubting yourself or when when you find yourself wanting to give up or pull back. And it's not about running fast. It's about pursuing your personal best, your strength, your capabilities. And in order to push your limits, you have to be willing to step outside of your comfort zone and really lean into, embrace whatever you want to say, however you want to look at it. Really, like, lean into that discomfort and doubt. And having tools in your tool belt to help you continue to fight and motivate you to fight and remind you what you're fighting for when you just want to give up or pull back is so imperative. There's this really awesome race, this underground race here in New York City. It's called Take the Bridge. And it's run by, it's normal, like, people who run this race are really strong runners who happen to be really crazy fast. And I've always been, like, a little too intimidated to go and try it and race it. And it's my own BS and insecurity. But today I went with Darcy, who's one of the founders of Take the Bridge, and my friend Jeannie, who's one of the co-leaders of November Project Brooklyn, who I run with a lot. We went to go run the Williamsburg Bridge, which is going to be the next Take the Bridge race. And I couldn't keep up with them. But I was still running really strong, and going back up and over the bridge, I caught myself asking, you know, like doubting whether or not I can keep going and if I should just stop and catch my breath, because we were really trucking. And in that moment, I kind of was like, I asked myself, like, do you really want to get back to running through this kind of pain again? Do you actually want to go back to the days where everything hurts like hell and the workouts are really intense? Are you ready for this? And when I was finished, it wasn't a resounding yes, but what I miss, I don't miss the pain, because that is really hard. What I miss is that feeling I get when I really pushed myself and fought through it, you know, like, and that's what happened today. That sense of accomplishment, regardless of the outcome, because the pain is a constant reminder that I can overcome anything, and I appreciate that. That's why I run. It's just in those moments, finding different ways, you like real understanding which tools you can pull out at different moments to really can like convince yourself to keep going. Because I mean, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter how hard you want it or how badly you want it. You could want it more than anyone else in the world. If you have never like worked on embracing the pain in the moment, like I panic, doubt, all those things will be your downfall. It's like, that's why we train, is to work on reaching into our tool belt and finding mantras for the right moment of like, sometimes like I am not a quitter works better than no regrets, no excuses. Other times no regrets, no excuses works better than I'm not a quitter. You just have to know which ones to reach for and what's going to really fire you up and remind you like, yes, this hurts. It's supposed to hurt. Yes, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish, but I'm going to keep going. I don't know if I can hold this pace or if I can run this distance, but you know what? Let's try it and see what happens, right? So start to figure out what works for you. And I would love to hear it. If you want to comment below this episode or find those threads on Facebook or Strava, I'd love to hear the story of like how you found the mantras and the sayings or the words that remind you that all the pain, all the sacrifice, all the hard work, all the discomfort is worth it. Yeah. All right, I think that's a really good place to stop. Before I end, let's shout out to Squarespace one more time, because they sponsor this podcast and make it possible. Take a chance on yourself and your ideas and your stories. Make your next move on Squarespace. Start your own blog or web page on Squarespace. Use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, for 10% off. And then email me when you do that so that I can tell everyone in the world to go read your story or check out your new site, because you deserve to be celebrated, because it's really scary to take that leap of faith. Yes, Squarespace really is the best website hosting platform out there. I use it. I love it. I am a firm believer. All right, friends, go out there, kick ass, take names, and hey, want to do me a huge favor? Go rate and review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play. That means the world to me. Okay, now we're done. Thank you for doing that. I will catch you later.